Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Howdy, folks. It's Jay Stu, and I'm here with the wonderful Danielle.
And Wonder Librarian, that's me.
That's right. We're here in sunny downtown Port Colborne at the 4th Annual Jace Wars charity event. And lo and behold, we're with two of our favorite cosplayers right now. We have Candy Cosplay and Player 2. How's it going?
You were going to say 2-player.
I was. I had to think about it.
Bit of a slip.
By the way, is it funny that the other day on Facebook, I found the What's 1991 post?
Yes. Yes.
I saw that share. That's funny.
Yeah. How are you guys today?
Good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Warm.
Good. Yeah. Very warm day.
It's like Tatooine out here.
Yes.
Yep, that's what I've heard.
People keep saying Ray should be used to it, but...
No.
This Ray don't like the sun.
You like a little Hoth weather?
Yep, a little bit.
Turn the Hoth up.
You know, my hat's off.
We need
off.
Elsa out here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Smart. She is here.
You know, my hat's off to you cosplayers, because I don't think I could handle any sort of heat at all, so...
This wasn't as bad as Anime North.
Oh, yeah?
I was in full armor and melted. I lasted 2 hours.
Oh, man.
You're wearing more clothes than I am, so...
I know. Hey, by the way, I know you've been wanting to do your mermaid costume for a while. It turned out great.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I know you put a lot of thought into it, and you can't move anywhere.
Nope.
I got a dolly for transport.
Yep.
That's right.
I've recruited Dr. Stevel. He's doing his community service by wheeling me around, so that's great. It's terrifying, but it's great.
That's cool.
Could go awry, I think, maybe.
Yeah. He wheeled me into some weird places.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, I bet.
I won't talk about it.
Yeah.
So
too soon.
I know this is your fourth event. This is Candy's first. What does an event like this mean to you guys in the cosplay community?
Well, given it that it's your first event, I don't
think I did their Capes for Heroes last year at McMaster. I was with them as well. We had to dress up as superheroes. And I wanted my Loki, but Loki's a little too sexy, so I de-sexified her. And then kids wanted to beat up Loki, but I brought my husband as Loki, too, so I was like, get him.
Oh, that's cool.
Leave this Loki alone.
Nice.
I've been to every single Jace Wars from the very beginning. So I've seen it grow, and I've seen Aaron grow, and it's absolutely amazing. So it's really cool to see where he's come from and where he's gotten to. And just being able to be a part of every single event. I know you shared a couple pictures on your personal Facebook,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I started off as Tinkerbell at the first event with Dollar Store Tinkerbell Wings, and then next year I was just a volunteer. I was actually doing the face painting, even though I really can't draw. So.
Oh.
They wouldn't let me just draw, like, you know, what's on people's faces.
Oh.
I actually had to really try. So I did a lot of cat faces.
Sweet.
I think you did Diana's face like that year.
Mm-hmm. The first one or the cat face?
I don't remember. The first
cat.
There are pictures of you from the first year of
her. Yeah.
But no, the first thing you wanted to paint.
Yeah, no, I was not allowed to do that.
No, but, thank goodness.
And then I was Tinkerbell last year, and now I'm Ariel. So it's fun. I like being a part of it, and it's great to do things for a great cause, I think.
Cool. And the kids' reactions to your costumes are probably a lot different than, you know, other comments you get from adults and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best reaction you've ever gotten from a child?
As Tinkerbell, there was a little girl at Fan Expo that came up to me. I was having a panic attack. And a little girl came up to me and she's like, is everything okay? And I went, yeah, I lost Peter. I don't know where Peter is. And so she actually spent 20 minutes, I guess, walking around with her mom to try and find my Peter Pan.
Aww,
and I was like in tears. Mm. But today, because this is the first time wearing this, the best is definitely Aaron's daughter, Gigi, is coming with water bottles to me to make sure that my tail stays hydrated. So she's actually like dumping water on me every once in a while.
Oh,
so it's cute.
How about you, Candy?
I have two. One was Fan X. I was dressed as Maleficent. This little girl came up to me and didn't want to leave me, and she just kept petting me.
She
and
wants to be evil, too.
She just wanted to stay with me, and I was just like, you can leave her. Just leave her.
It's an apprentice.
I'll take care of her all day. I didn't want her to go. And then the other one was when I was Loki for the McMaster Sick Kids. We walked in, and because we went over to the hospital to the kids who couldn't come over to the Ron McDonald House, mm-hmm. and this little girl walked in. She has her IV pole, and her dad looks at her and goes, "Who's that?" And she just looked, like, grabbed the pole and went, "Oh my God, it's Loki!" And started freaking out. And the dad came over with her, and she wanted to hold my staff, so I let her. And the dad looks at her and goes, "What one do you like better, the one with the power or this one?" And she goes, "The one with the power." And she's holding on to my staff, and the big giant smile on her face. That, like, really touched me.
Oh wow,
that's cute.
That's cool. Yeah.
You're feeling touched, though.
A little bit, yeah. Like, as a dad,
you're having a moment.
I get it at these things. I got to ask you this, totally changing the subject, because that's what I do. YetiCon. We saw the pictures. It looked beautiful there.
Oh, it was epic.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Something you'd recommend?
Yeah, I'd recommend YetiCon. Like, just not for location shoots, but just all the events they put on, everything they did for a first-year con was amazing. Like, and the staff was unbelievably incredible. They were always there to help you, make sure you're good, and just wanted, like, everything. It's just amazing.
What kind of events did they have?
They had a couple after parties. If you bought your ticket, you got a free trip on the gondola, the roller coaster through the woods, and zip lining.
Oh, wow.
You got to do all that. They had a pool party the one night as well, which I didn't go to. Angelica Luca went to it, and she loved it.
Yeah.
I'm just not a huge pool person, so I was just like, no pool for me. You go and experience it.
All the other stuff's very indoor.
Yeah.
It's all very...
I ended up doing a shoot after on the Saturday. I was dressed up as my kindred from League of Legends, and we went up to... They had a little mini putt, too, up there, and they had a little waterfall, and that's where we did the shoot. And it was already near the end. Like, we were taking off our costumes afterwards, and we ended up getting a bit of my costume wet and a bit of my husband's wet, and she's like, "Oh no, the photographers worry." I'm like, "Don't worry, they're coming right off afterwards when we get back, so we're fine with them getting wet."
Cool. Now, is your Ray costume a little bit different since we last saw you?
Yes.
Okay.
It actually was. I almost had a panic attack last night because I normally spray my hair with the brown hairspray. Nobody in the city of Hamilton carried it. I mean, I called everywhere. Nobody had it. And I kind of panicked. I'm like, oh, no, what am I going to do? So my armbands are new, and I had fabric left over. My mom goes, "Don't you have goggles?" And I was like, "Yeah." I'm like, "But I don't have enough fabric to do that." So I'm minus a little bit of fabric, but more than a little less than what she has. But I did her whole sand look.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Candy's mom to the rescue.
Yeah. And my husband.
Queen cosplay.
I had everything to make my staff, just didn't have it together. And he was downstairs hanging with his buddies on the computer. And I called him. I was like, I need you up here now, please. I'm like, I have a crisis. I can't do Ray with the lightsaber now. I need to do Ray with the staff. So all hands on deck. We need to get my staff.
Looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
It's the weather, so.
And he brought BB-8, and BB-8 looks awesome, too.
Yeah. He's on the other side of the wall there.
In the shade.
Yep.
I hear him.
Smart robot.
Very smart robot.
Boy. Any other questions from you, Wonder Librarian?
I think I'm good. I think you covered it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's really good to see you guys out at this event. I mean, we love it. We're obviously supporters. We're going to keep supporting this thing and advertising it and whatnot. And
Thank you for letting me know about it. Because you're like,
definitely.
He's looking for cosplayers. You should get in. And then I wrote him. I was like, I have Ray and BB-8. He's like, done.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was
there
all.
You go.
I remember you telling me you worked with them at the hospital. Yeah. I thought this would be a perfect event for it.
Yeah.
Nice segue.
I love it.
Cool.
Every year. See you next year.
Yes.
See you next year. We'll be out here dumping water on you later just to make sure you're okay, too.
Cool.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for taking time to talk to us, and have a great rest of JSWORD.
Thanks for listening, folks. If you want to hear more, please check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.